Hi everyone, this is Olivia, and I want to welcome you to the 50th episode of Soaking in the Sunlight. I'm super excited. I'm super glad that you all have joined me on this journey with Soaking in the Sunlight as I share the gospel in different forms of encouragement to everyone that listens and to anyone that reads on the blog. I'm looking forward to what the Lord is going to do in the next episodes, in the next blog post, and whatever else He has planned for the Soaking in the Sunlight podcast and blog. I'm super excited, and I also want to let y'all know, happy belated Easter. I pray that you all had a great Easter and that you're able to spend time with your families, but also hear a good word at your church. Awesome. So today, I thought it would be a good time as ever, to talk about, my testimony, and kind of what the Lord is doing, in my life now. You know, we just celebrated Easter, Jesus sacrificing himself on the cross and, rising again on the third day, just so that we can have the opportunity to have life in heaven with him. And, you know, that's such a beautiful sacrifice. And he did it not because we deserved it, but because he loves us. You know, his grace and mercy is amazing. I mean, you know, how many people do you know that would give their life for you? And I mean, who knows? Maybe don't go too deep in that question. You might be mad at someone later. But I mean, you know, think about it. And how many people would give their lives for someone that doesn't like them or is willfully, you know, mean to them or willfully trying to harm them? I'm sure that list would get even shorter. But Jesus, he died for all. He died for the Pharisees that tried to accuse him. He died for Judas that betrayed him. He died for his disciples that, you know, they left him, you know, at one point, before he died on the cross. So, you know, Jesus died for all. He died for me. He died for you. And, you know, it's amazing because we don't deserve it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were born into sin and shapen in iniquity. So, you know, none of us were born perfect where we could say, oh, I don't need the sacrifice of Jesus. I don't need salvation. Everyone needs salvation from their sins in order to make it into heaven, in order to have a relationship with God. And so, you know, with that being said, I want to share my testimony of how I got saved. So I'm about to dive in. So basically, when I was 4, my dad led me into the sinner's prayer. And you know, I was in my parents' room. I could remember that the lights were on, their lamps were on. So it had a bit of a cozy feel in there. And, my dad asked me, would you like to, ask the Lord into your heart? And I said, yes. So he led me into the sinner's prayer. And then from there, I became a Christian. But I had some struggles in my life, you know, as I got older, and things that basically caused my heart to turn away from the Lord. I always had this sort of like feeling of love for the Lord, but my actions weren't always consistent with love for the Lord, you know, and a part of it was innocency. I didn't know what it was, you know, that I was struggling with. I didn't know what to call it. But you know, as I got older, I started to realize, and the Lord was drawing me to him. And just to insert this here, I just want to let you know, if you are struggling with something, if you don't know what something is about, I highly recommend that you go to a strong Christian mentor, parent, go to your pastor, go to someone that you feel like that you can trust, that you know that is strong in the faith, in order to share what you're struggling with. You know, if you're a church kid and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know what this is. I don't know, but it feels wrong, you know, and it might feel like it'll be awkward. You might be fearful even sharing it with someone. But that's like the first step to freedom. You know, it took me a while to actually open up and tell my mom about what I was doing. And, you know, it wasn't what I imagined it would be. In my mind, I thought she was going to get mad at me and everything. But no, she lovingly, you know, talked with me, you know, so it wasn't like a whole, you know, thing. So, you know, I just want to let you know that the enemy may try to make you feel like if you share what you're going through with someone, especially someone that you respect and look up to, make it seem like, oh my goodness, they are going to get angry at you. They're going to say this, they're going to say that, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, don't listen to that. You know, actually share what's on your heart. You might have prayed about it already. You might have, you know, asked God to like help you with something. But, you know, just go to them, because then that will help you, one, get the freedom that you need and also get the help that you need in the situation that you're in. And even if it seems confusing to you, they can help you bring clarity to what's going on. So I just wanted to insert that. All right. Awesome. In April 16, 2020, I got saved. I rededicated my life to the Lord, basically. And I've been living for Him ever since. You know, the enemy tries to come at me in different ways, but I'm still victorious. I have the victory in the name of Jesus. And my desire is to please the Lord in everything that I do. And, you know, even now, and January 26th of 2024, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And, you know, recently I've noticed that, you know, I've been able to witness boldly to people, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, I don't think I would have said those things some years ago. I feel like I would have been timid to share that. But the Lord is also increasing my boldness in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm, you know, I'm grateful for that, because at one point, yeah, I would say things about Jesus and stuff, but I would kind of put a filter on myself, you know, just to be like, oh, I don't want to offend the person. I don't want them to feel bad. But honestly, people need the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's only one way to heaven. There are not multiple ways to make it into heaven. You know, we have a lot of religions. We have a lot of belief systems, a lot of people with their own points of view, but none of those can save you. None of those can transform you. None of them can help you live a life that pleases the Lord. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." You know, there's certain things that may seem like, oh, this is a good idea, or this idea, this religion isn't harming anybody. Why is there an issue? Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, people may have these different beliefs, you know, and when they have these different beliefs, they don't know Christ as the one who saved them from their sins. Religion is more about certain things like just do good, be nice to people, and that's it. But when someone becomes a Christian, we aren't earning our relationship with the Lord. We aren't earning brownie points with God. It's more of because God is good, because the Lord is living inside of us, we do good things. Because the Lord is building in us His character, His kindness, His love, His truth. And so because He is good and He lives inside of us, we end up doing good, not because we're trying to do good on our own to try to earn salvation or try to earn favor with God. You know, salvation is a gift. Favor is a gift. Blessings are a gift. And, you know, it's nothing that we can earn. And so, you know, I'm just grateful for what the Lord is doing. And you know, I'm grateful that He's been keeping me even in the highs and lows of life. And I don't know where you are right now. I don't know if you're feeling down. Maybe it wasn't the best Easter for you. You might be feeling lonely. You might be sad, but I know that the Lord is able to lift you up and that He's able to help you. If you are a child of God, if you are a born-again believer, know that the Lord is there to help you, even when you feel low, even when you feel down. You know, I've been there, but the Lord has always been faithful and He's kept me even in the most darkest of days. And with that, you know, too, if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, I just want to let you know that you can have the opportunity to know the Lord, to have a relationship with Him, you know, in order to become a Christian. And I just want to share with you something that you can do in order to have a relationship with God. It's simple. You don't have to pay any money. You don't have to do rocket science in order to become a Christian. It's all in a simple prayer to God. And it's where you let him know, hey, God, you know, I'm sorry for the sins that I've committed in my life. You know, I am a sinner, but I repent of them. I turn away from them. And I want to live for you for the rest of my life. You know, and it's simple. And God will hear that prayer. He will honor that prayer. You know, that's when faith comes in, when you believe in the Lord, knowing that he can save you, that he can deliver you. And he will if you just say yes to him. I believe for anyone who's listening out there who doesn't know the Lord, I believe that the Lord is drawing you even now. And my advice to you right now is to not ignore it. Don't ignore that tug, that pull in your heart, that pulling in your stomach where you feel like, man, you know, I feel like I should become a Christian. Or you start questioning your beliefs that aren't in line with the Word of God. That's the Lord tugging at your heart. That's the Lord knocking at the door of your heart saying, let me in. You know, let me in. And he's a gentleman. He's not going to break down the door and try to force you to become a Christian. But he's offering you the opportunity to come to know him in the pardon of your sins. And so with that being said, you know, I would love to lead you in the sinner's prayer, similar to how my father led me in the sinner's prayer. You know, that's an important piece of my life. And I want to share that important piece of my life with you. You know, it's the getting saved. That was the most important thing, the best thing that has ever happened to me. And I know that'll be the best thing for you as well. And so with that being said, if you could follow me in the sinner's prayer, if you could repeat this prayer after me and mean it from your heart, the Lord will hear your cry and you will become saved. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I am a sinner and I'm in need of salvation. I repent. I turn away from the sins that I've committed. I'm sorry for what I've done, and I choose to serve you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and that God raised you again from the dead 3 days later, and I believe that you're coming back for me. Please fill me with your precious Holy Ghost, and I will live for you for the rest of my life, one day at a time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so if you pray that prayer, I'm super excited for you. I pray that you also feel excited. You may not necessarily feel anything right now, but know that a great change has happened in your life. You know, spiritually, there's just so many things have changed now. You are no longer in sin. Now you've been washed clean. You've been made clean through the power of Jesus Christ. And so with that being said, I just want to share some things that you can do to get closer to the Lord, to have that relationship with him. You know, I couldn't let Easter pass without me giving the listeners out there the opportunity to come to know the Lord. I know I do this for the majority of my episodes, but I wanted y'all to to hear it because it's important. And, you know, you might be listening and say, oh, I want to rededicate my life to the Lord. That's amazing. That's great. All right. Awesome. So in the description, I'll have links to churches that you can listen to and follow to get an idea of what to look for in a church, in a physical church. I know that COVID happened. People went to church online. But now, since COVID, those days more or less are over, you know, I want to encourage you to go to a physical church. In the Bible, in the first part of Hebrews 10 verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We can't neglect going to church. It's very important. In the meantime, you can go to the physical church. You can go watch the churches that I put in the show notes while you're looking for a church. And if you're in the local area where these churches are located, please, please come. so that you can have a church home. The other thing is praying. Have a conversation with God. He wants to hear from you. Fasting. People talk about doing it for dietary reasons, but Christians do it so that we can draw closer to the Lord. So you don't eat for a meal or two or three. And that's when we pray and read our Bible and really seek God's face so that we can come to know Him more. Okay, and then the other thing is reading your Bible. Personally, I read the King James Version, and there's a link in the description so that you can get one. You can read one online, and I highly recommend that you get a Bible in print, because, you know, technology can fail, but if you have the print, it's easier to access. Okay, awesome. So I pray that this is helpful. I pray that you're encouraged. Thank you again so much, y'all, for being with me for these 50 episodes. I pray that it encourages you, that it empowers you, and that you'll continue to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with me. I'm looking forward to more interviews with people, so look out for that. And drumroll please, there'll be a new blog post out on Wednesday. Hope y'all get a chance to look at it, get to read it. I pray that it encourages you and, you know, share it with somebody to encourage them as well. And I pray that y'all have an amazing day. Remember to be encouraged and to stay encouraged. Share the sunlight with someone, share Jesus with someone today. And I pray that y'all have a great day. Remember to always soak in the sunlight because Jesus is the only light. Love y'all. God bless. Bye.